Hello, this is Anil Kumar from Back to the Bible radio broadcast. Today we continue our series with Dr. John on the title, The Time of Your Life, with the message entitled, Wisdom and the Use of Your Time. Let us read from the book of Ephesians, chapter 5, verses 15 to 17. Look carefully then how you walk, not as unwise, but as wise, making the best use of the time, because the days are evil. Therefore, do not be foolish, but understand what the will of the Lord is. So let's join Dr. John Neufeld now.
Well, we're engaged on a New Year's series called The Time of Your Life. We've been talking about Paul's injunction to the Ephesians. He says, look carefully then how you walk, not as unwise, but as wise, making the best use of the time because the days are evil. Therefore, do not be foolish, but understand what the will of the Lord is. Now, in these series, we've noticed that time is the most precious commodity that we have. We ought not to overestimate how much of it we have. We've also noticed that in order to use time well, that is to make the best use of the most precious commodity that we have, we'll have to become observant to its use. That is, we're going to have to become self-aware. Are we making progress in our faith, or are we reverting to some of the destructive patterns that we had before we came to know Christ? And if we are observant, we're going to have to seek, with the help of the Holy Spirit, to reverse all of the destructive trends that are there in our own lives. Now, today, I simply want to look at this one phrase, not as unwise, but as wise. Be careful how you walk, not as unwise, but as wise. Now, there's a whole genre of Scripture. We call this wisdom literature. There's 5 books in our Old Testament that are a part of the wisdom literature. They are the book of Job, some of the Psalms, Proverbs, Ecclesiastes, and Song of Solomon. And these books make up the wisdom books. And often we think about the book of Proverbs as the centerpiece of wisdom literature. It is noteworthy to say that wisdom, as defined in Proverbs, is not the same as IQ. I mean, there are all manner of highly intelligent people who are not wise people. I mean, normally, when we think about intelligence, I mean, what are we thinking about? I think you might agree with me that the intelligent person is the person who is able to absorb information easily and is able to remember it well. Sometimes, also, we relate the idea of IQ to creativity or the ability to synthesize information, sometimes in new and unique ways. Maybe we think about intelligence as the ability to come up with fresh ideas that will change the way we all think and see things. And all that's good stuff. I wonder if you notice that most of our education, especially education in Western culture today, is based almost entirely upon learning knowledge, increasing our ability to think. But wisdom, well, that's something different. Now, I know intuitively we all know that, but what is the difference between wisdom and intelligence? And how do we live wisely, and how do we use our time wisely? See, one good way to think about the biblical view of wisdom is to think about it as skill in living. I mean, think about, for instance, a skillful pianist, or a skillful plumber, a skillful pilot, a skillful painter, a skillful anything. I mean, to be skillful means you've mastered something. You are very good at something. You do something extremely well. Now, the wise person lives skillfully. They live well. The wise person knows how to make decisions that bring about life and good. On the other hand, the foolish person makes decisions that result in all sorts of bad stuff, like animosity between people. The foolish person brings about evil circumstances in his or her own life or in the life of others around him or her. The foolish person creates calamity, experiences distress, anxiety, loses his or her reputation, and eventually the foolish person does things that precipitate his or her own death. At least that's how the book of Proverbs describes the difference between the wise and the foolish person. So, for instance, if you read Proverbs 1, verse 7, it says that fools despise wisdom. But why? Well, Proverbs 12, 15 says, the way of the fool is right in his own eyes, but a wise man listens to advice. So wisdom takes the stance of humility. The wise man or woman is the one who seeks to learn because they know there is so much they don't know. In contrast, the fool is sure of himself. He's confident in his own decisions. The fool doesn't need to consult anyone because the fool believes his own decisions will be good enough. He says, I'm going with my gut on this stuff. If I'm true to my heart, all will be well. I mean, all these kind of statements are made by fools every single day. So the difference is the difference between humility, which is the wise person, and self-assured confidence in oneself, which is the fool. Now, doesn't that sound contemporary? I mean, how many of us have heard, we maybe have even bought into some of the mantras of foolishness in our day? You know, trust in yourself, we're told. And the Bible responds from Jeremiah 17:9, but wait a minute. Your heart is desperately wicked and beyond cure. But the fool responds, but if I go with my heart, I'm going to be well. But the wise man or the wise woman says, but my heart is not filled with wisdom. It's filled with folly. I can't trust myself at all. See, that's why when you come to Proverbs 9, verse 10, it teaches us that the beginning of wisdom is the fear of the Lord. That's the starting place. And Paul, borrowing on that theme, says in Ephesians 5, look carefully then how you walk, not as unwise, but as wise, making the best use of the time because the days are evil. And then he adds this statement, therefore do not be foolish, but understand what the will of the Lord is. The fool has never taken time to know what the will of God is. That's because the fool is absorbed in what is his or her own will. So we can see that Paul, when speaking of our use of time, is simply borrowing from the wisdom literature in Proverbs and other books in the Bible known as wisdom literature. So we come to Proverbs 4:19. The way of the wicked is like deep darkness. They do not know over what they stumble. In other words, fools make decisions that lead them to fall, but that's not enough. Here's the tragedy of it all. Fools don't understand how their decision-making process led to the fall. I mean, they are ignorant of the fact that they trusted in themselves rather than trusting in the Lord, so they are doomed to repeat the same formula without learning the lessons they should be learning. But wisdom is exactly the opposite. Proverbs 8:12 says, I, wisdom, dwell with prudence, and I find knowledge and discretion. Now, I know prudence is kind of like this $3 word. Another word for prudence would be shrewdness or perceptiveness. It's the ability to see the value of stuff, seeing the value of stuff like fearing God, which is the beginning of wisdom, or seeing the value of humility, seeing the value of justice, honor, having a good reputation. All of these things, says Proverbs, are of greater worth than money, fame, and pleasure. And once you grasp that value base of finding out what's ultimately important, then you begin to see the steps required for gaining the skills you need to live well. So again, Paul says, use your time wisely. And he means wisdom is defined in Proverbs. Live skillfully, which cannot be attained unless we understand what the will of God is. Now, what would constitute an unwise use of time? Now, as we have seen, an unwise use of time would mean to waste it, and a lot of people do. It's become expression. I'm just wasting time. I remember as a young university student, I mean, that's a lot of years ago now, but I was somewhat overwhelmed on my first few days in university with this fact. No university professor was looking over my shoulder to find out whether or not I was up to date in my reading or in making progress in my papers. No one watched to see if I went to the library ever. No one ever asked. Now, at first, there was an immense sense of freedom in that, absolutely. No one was checking up on me. It seemed like no one cared. And in fact, I became aware that I could do anything I wanted to do with my time. But of course, none of my professors were in a mood to give any extensions on papers or were willing to reschedule my exams. You know, all of us as students were either prepared for our deadlines or we were not. And so I found that in my first year, there were many students whom we called laughingly Christmas grads. That is, they began in September, and by Christmas of the same year, lo and behold, they had already graduated. Their university careers were over. And for four glorious months, they had a party with their freedom, but in the end, they paid the price. See, I found that was excellent preparation for life. God Himself most often does not stop us from wasting our time. He allows us to go right on to our ruin if we desire. So if we are to avoid the foolish use of time and embrace the wise use of time, here's the question. What is a foolish use of time? Now remember, according to Paul, we should understand what the will of the Lord is. And according to Proverbs, we begin by fearing God in everything. Let's get back to that.
Thank you very much, Dr. John, for that meaningful message that helps us to understand the value of time. It is indeed such a blessing to realize that the time is a very precious commodity and it has to be used wisely. Join us tomorrow as Dr. John continues the series on the time of your life with the message entitled Wisdom and the Use of Your Time. Back to the Bible, leading people into a dynamic relationship with God. We are excited to announce that Back to the Bible has launched a brand new website which offers all of our Bible teaching resources, including the on-air messages of Dr. John Neufeld, news about the ministry, our Bible teaching correspondent courses, an opportunity to receive our bi-monthly magazine, Confident Living. With the new website, there is never a reason to miss another Bible teaching message from Dr. John Neufeld. And you can order every program that you hear or complete Bible teaching series on CD. So why not visit backtothebible.in today? That is backtothebible.in. Or for more information, call us at 9492-440070. That is 9492-440070.